Ensler has been writing about women's relationships to their bodies for decades. The New York Times just named her groundbreaking play, The Vagina Monologues, one of the 25 best American plays since Angels in America. And in a piece she called In the Body of the World, she explores her own battle with cancer. Her latest work, Fruit Trilogy, consists of three short plays that ask the question, who has the right to control a woman's body? It's produced by Abington Theater Company at the Lucille Lortel Theater on Christopher Street. It runs through June 23rd. Eve Ensler is here with us now, along with one of the show's stars, Liz Michael. Welcome, ladies.
Hello.
Well, hi. Good morning.
Good morning. I know you're under the weather, so we're wishing you best of luck with your recovery.
Thank you.
So Eve, The Vagina Monologues has been performed in over 140 countries and translated into 48 languages. When you first wrote it, more than 20 years ago, did you have any idea that it would become such a phenomenal worldwide success?
No. In short, I was just hoping I would survive performing the play and not get shot, you know? You know, because, you know, 20-some-odd years ago, people weren't saying the word vagina a lot. And, you know, even just the first time I performed it, I remember it here, which is a theater downtown which just celebrated its 25th anniversary. You know, I literally thought, if I don't die, this will be amazing, both for my own fear and fear of what would happen, you know? And it's incredible to see how much has changed in 20 years. It's remarkable. I mean, we actually say the word everywhere now, you know?
I'm still hesitant to say it. You know, it feels weird saying it in public. Isn't that right, Liz? I mean, don't you feel a little weird?
Well, I have one, and I think we all came here through one, or most people do. But it's a stigma that still exists today, so unfortunately. But I think more people are being accepting and open about just saying the word vagina.
Vagina.
There you go.
You used the proceeds to fund a project called V-Day. Did you always intend for the play to be used as a tool for political organizing?
No. What happened, as I said, I just wanted to survive, you know, getting it done. But what started to happen is whenever I would perform it, women would line up after the show in just droves. And at first I thought, this is going to be great. They're going to be telling me about their fabulous orgasms and their great sex lives and their wonderful fantasies. And in fact, the majority of people were lining up, women were lining up to tell me how they'd been beaten or raped or incested or sexually harassed. And it was overwhelming. It was like, I knew there was obviously violence towards women because I'm a survivor myself, but I had no idea of the epidemic proportions. It was like Pandora's box had been ripped open, and the play was catalyzing women who had never told their stories, needing to see me at the end of the play to tell me what had happened to them. So it was really in a response to that I just said to a group of women in my living room one night, we have this play. How could we use this play to end violence against women and girls? Because clearly, we have hit on the mother lode. This is the central issue of our time. And, you know, that was 20 years ago. You know, and it's taken us 20 years of work and work and work and work and work, and the 30 years before that, by the way, to finally get to this moment where people are beginning to understand the breadth and the depth of violence against women in every sector. So it's kind of an amazing, you know, it's amazing it's taken so long.
So what does the actual V-Day project do? What does it do?
There are several components to it. The first thing it does is that every year, hundreds and hundreds of activists put on the play, The Vagina Monologues, and another play, Memory Monologue, A Rant and a Prayer, that I edited a collection with all these great writers. And then there are also other pieces. And they put the play on. Last year, I think there were 900 places that did it. Every production is, I give the play away free for that period of the year. So every dime people raise goes to their local communities to keep their shelters alive, to keep rape crisis, you know, lines alive, to educate. And so basically people are doing the play to raise consciousness and raise money in their local communities. And it's amazing to see how widespread it is, like not only in 140 countries, but to see it now being done in prisons in the world, to see it being done in Parliament. You know, I was there at the European Parliament where 9 members of the European Parliament performed it. I mean, it's now just going deep, 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 deep into communities to raise that consciousness. And then the other piece of the pieces of the movement is we have One Billion Rising, which is a global campaign that's now in 200 countries. It's our 6th year where people rise, strike, and resist in solidarity across borders to end violence against women, and looking at all the forms of that violence, whether it be racial injustice, whether it be climate injustice, whether it be pure out misogyny, whether it be poverty, whether it be imperialism. And that is an ongoing campaign that just gets bigger and bigger. And then our projects like City of Joy, which is an amazing project we opened with the women in Congo. It's their project. They own it. They design it. They direct it. We just help find the resources. But it's an amazing sanctuary and revolutionary center in Bukavu where women who have survived the worst in war and in the rapes and torture are turning their pain to power and turning their pain to planting, because we have an amazing farm where they are learning how to take the energy and the pain and the suffering and redirect it towards their own empowerment, their own leadership, but also becoming really great farmers.
It seems like that's a major thread in your work. Now, if anyone's just joining us, I'm talking with Eve Ensler about her new work, Fruit Trilogy, along with one of the stars, Liz Michael. Now, Liz, I know that you have actually performed the Vagina Monologues. Is that how you met Eve?
That is exactly how I met Eve. I was doing a benefit for women who had been abused in the military. It was called Military V-Day back in Austin, Texas. It was around the same time I was doing Friday Night Lights, and they asked me to come down. And I had no idea that Eve was touring the country at that time, going to different events. And she just happened to be there, and I did this monologue. And she was like, hey, you need to come to celebrate.
Monologue. She blew my mind. Like, blew my mind. Like, drop dead, who is this woman?
I love
you. Like, I want to say out loud on your show, I think Liz Michael is one of the greatest actors of our time.
Oh, my God.
And I have had the privilege to work with her. Like, in you know, we worked together in New Orleans. She did another play of mine. But this woman is the bravest, most daring, most rooted. And people need to just come out and see what she's doing on the stage, because it is special. I'm so blessed that she chose to do this play.
I'm blessed that you ask me and that you believe in me. This lady, she affects so many people's lives. There was a time when I first met her and we did the Vagina Monologues, and I saw all of these women from all over the world, activists, actresses, and the feeling in the room was such a cocoon of love and positive force. And when she asked at the end of the night, she said, if you or someone you know had been sexually abused and people started getting up. And then she put it out. And if someone else, you know, she just put this call out. And by the end of the night, everyone in that arena was standing to their feet. And it just touched me so. And every time I tried to speak to Eve, I would well up with tears and get a lump in my throat. I couldn't even talk to her. I was like, oh my God, this woman makes a difference in people's lives in other parts of the world. Saving young girls, or doctors that will repair women who have been ripped from sexual, yes, or mutilation. And she will go in and say, no, this is an atrocity. This is wrong. This is how we fix this. This is a healing process. And she uses her platform in theater to enlighten and ignite that in people. And I couldn't talk to her for the longest. I would just choke up. I couldn't put two words together. And we worked together at ART, American Repertory Theater, doing a comedy of hers, Obsessive Political Correctness, OPC. And I finally got to tell her.
Liz, if we could talk about your role in Fruit Trilogy, I want to make sure that we understand what the play is. It's a very brave role that involves some nudity as well.
Yes.
What is your character?
Well, it's a third movement of the piece. It's called Coconut, and it's a woman's claiming of her body, but because she has found this ritual that she performs in her bathroom, that it's just evolved over time. At first, she was just doing it to make herself soft for other people to enjoy her body. Mm. And finally, she started dealing with her body in a different way, and it started enlightening her and connecting her to her past, to her ancestors, to women, and to women who had gone through the fire, women who had been abused. And she found that connection through her body and through enlightening herself and opening herself up to this. So she starts channeling these ancestors. They start coming to her, and it's a very powerful piece. And in fact, it digging into all of that was hard for me in a 2-week period. I had 2 weeks to kind of, you know, digest it all, and I'm still working through that. But at the end of it, she goes into the fire herself. And because she goes into the fire, this beautiful entity is inviting her into the fire. And she goes into the fire, and through the fire, she comes out with acceptance of this thing that we all have, a body. She's like, oh, I have a body. And what's wrong with that? And we all have them. I don't need to be objectified. I don't need you to make a comment on it. I don't need you to, you know, to look at it and judge it. Just accept it for what it is, and we all have them, and celebrate and try to understand why I'm celebrating.
What I'm hearing from you is that she realizes her body is for her, mm-hmm. and not for somebody else.
Exactly. It evolved from the beginning, just rubbing oil on herself to make her body soft for someone else. Now it's an evolution.
So Eve,
I think if I can say something, like, not only is Liz's performance like so incredibly and organic and truthful, but you know, there's something, I mean, I know this may sound really extreme, but it's a very radical act at this moment in time when we are living in such severe racial patriarchy, at the height of it, right, mm-hmm. in so many ways, to see a woman stand on a stage and just say, I'm not here to serve you. I'm not here to entertain you. I'm just here to be me in front of you. Mm-hmm. And I'm telling you, that is a radical action. Because so much of our conditioning of women has been to serve, to be in relationship to other people, to care about people more than ourselves, to worry about what people think of us before we worry about. And always we're on the losing end of that story. Always. So I hope the piece is really a call for women. I mean, so many women have come out of the theater saying to me, oh my God, I love my body. Mm-hmm. I love my body.
Yes.
You know, and if that's what women walk away with, okay, good. Because when we can love our body and stop fixing it, we can spend our energy fixing the world,
come
you
on.
Know?
Yes, ma'am.
That's the huge patriarchal distraction.
Bravo. Can you explain, I want to make sure all of our listeners understand what Fruit Trilogy is, just a broad overview. What will they be watching?
Do you want me or Liz?
Go ahead, Eve. You wrote it.
Well, I think it's a piece in three movements, you know, three short movements, or so short. And I think it moves from, I think when we live in a state of ongoing patriarchal violence, there is a kind of disembodiment that occurs. Women are forced out of their bodies. They are not able to live in their own muscle, in their own imaginations, in their own intuition. So that it moves from a very extreme situation of disembodiment to disconnectedness and a woman trying to find a way back and to a woman who absolutely comes into her body. I mean, I would say that is the movement of the piece. But I will tell you something. When I wrote the second piece, Avocado, which is a piece about a girl who's been sex trafficked, who is this resilient, funny, amazing girl who is trying to find her way in a warehouse, you know, bus or train or compartment, it wasn't where we are right now in this country with immigration. It wasn't where mothers were being separated from their child, you know, on the border. It wasn't where people were being put in detention endlessly. It wasn't where people were being killed in detention, you know, without any rights. And I think when we look at the journey people make to escape a country and what's going on with them inside those countries, and looking at Sessions yesterday telling us that we will not allow and give asylum to women who are fleeing horribly domestic violent situations or people fleeing gang violence, what have we become in this country? Like, what is happening here? So I think the play has much more resonance now than it would have, let's definitely, 6 months ago.
Wow. We only have about 30 seconds left. Liz, do you have a final thought in about 20 seconds?
Come see Fruit Trilogy. It will change your life.
Thank you so much, ladies, for joining me today. Thank you again.
Thank you. Love you, Eve.
We're so happy to be here. And come see Liz and Kiersey. They are rocking that stage.
Okay. And where is it playing again? I want to make sure people
Lucille
know.
Lucille Lortel Theater. Go to abington.org. They've done a brilliant production. They're a wonderful theater company. And come out and support them, because we need to support the theater companies who are putting on the radical work.
Thank you so much. I've been speaking with Eve Ensler, discussing her new play, Fruit Trilogy, along with one of the amazing stars, Liz Michael. Thank you.
Thank you.